Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Gulf Coast Classic number 8 out of Natchitoches, Louisiana, April 7th and 8th, Thursday, Friday. It'll be happening live on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Both days, sale time is 8 a.m. They'll be offering 74,960 head of cattle, 13,000 feeder steers, 10,000 feeder heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, and 27,000 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Picture tobacco-free celebrations. Picture cuddles without cravings. Picture friendship and fellowship and freedom from tobacco. That's the story of 450,000 Oklahomans who got help from the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. With free NRT, quit coaching, and online support, we'll help you be the hero of your own story. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com. A program of TSET.
Well, we had a kind of an up day here for the cattle futures. After being lower early in the day, the market came all the way back to close higher. Fortunately here, the April live cattle were up 90 at 137.70. That was about 27 off their high. The June live cattle up 87 at 134.20. The August up a buck 02 here at 135.67. We did not have any deliveries for the second day in a row yesterday against the April live. The oldest is about August of 2021, so about 8 months ago. So quite a bit of time here, no deliveries against the April. Feeder cattle were up $1.05 here in April. The last trade was 157.17. The May's up $1.10 at 160.10. August up $1.52 at 172.90. Just a good strong rally here. Some of it maybe because corn was a slight bit lower, but also looking at the fact that the feeder cattle sold off $10. That was a little bit lifting here in this midweek rally. The lean hog mark today, the June's up 40 at 114.75, so that was a little bit helpful as well. The cash trade this week, of course, started on Monday at 138. That was kind of disappointing that it happened so early in the week and to be steady with earlier. So it seems like people are just giving cattle away at this point.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
When tobacco cravings attack, take your game to the next level with the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. Power up with free patches, gum, or lozenges. Join forces with a trained quit coach. Stay on mission with supportive texts and emails. The battle against nicotine addiction is an epic quest. But with the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline, it's game over for tobacco. Gear up at okhelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A program of TSET.
Today's grain futures market under pressure here on the corn and bean markets. The corn was down about 2 to 4 cents. December corn 7.03 1/4, down 3 1/4. A lot of attention being paid to the various spreads. The July September was up a half at 31 cents. The September December at 11 cents, unchanged. This time of year, those spreads begin to especially when the September is higher than the December, encourages people in the South, in Texas, Louisiana, and so on, that grow corn to try to get their corn planted and harvested earlier than normal so they can take advantage of that inverted market where the front months over the back months. So that's kind of the main thing happening in the corn is the new crop, like September, December rally more than the earlier months. Beans are down 13 to 15 cents. November down 14 with the last trade at 14.41 3/4. July Kansas City wheat was up 1 3/4 at 10.86. About 10 cents off the high, but it was a pretty good market there overnight and throughout the day. December cotton down slightly. It's still 114.50, down 32. I think probably the highest time we've ever had a new crop that high for this time of year. So that's encouraging. Stock market currently down 118. It was down about 300 short a little while ago in the Dow. S&P's down 38. Crude oil's down about $4.50 a barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.